My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We are going to hook you up with our final giveaway of the week. Rangers Padres tickets for you turning it on, leaving it on your home of the World Series chance. We're commercial free, as Pepe always says, and we have the junk drawer to give you some laughs heading into the weekend. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt. Let's start with a laugh right here. I love these AI things. And this is Luka Doncic. I woke up this morning to Atolo sending me Luka Doncic going scorched earth on his supporting cast. This is what it sounded like.
I was the best player in this series, and it wasn't even close, you know. But the refs, man, they were horrible. How do I foul out when I don't even play defense? And Kyrie must have forgotten Ramadan is over because he was starving for a bucket every game. He really can't win without LeBron. But honestly, Jason Tatum got carried by the big three, Porzingis, Peyton Pritchard, and Sam Hauser. This really is a white man's league. And Dallas, don't worry, I'm not leaving like LeBron would. We'll be back here next year, and we can go band for band.
How good is that?
It's great.
Isn't that good?
They're so pretty good. Those deep fakes are dangerous, though.
That's some very edgy comedy. No, that sounded like him.
It did. Okay, so I would have not even questioned it. Knowing it's AI, listening to it, I can hear the differences a little bit. But, man, I would not know it if I wasn't listening for it.
All right, I've been saving this up. I had this all in my prep until I got stuck at Scottish Rite the other day. I want to revisit and touch on some narratives of the NBA season. Okay. And see where they stand right now. And I want you to answer them on the Franco LaFranco Injury Attorney text line at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. The narrative that Luka Doncic became the best player in the league. That was said by many before the NBA Finals. You and I think all of us shot that down pretty quick. Still the Joker. I said that at the time. I say that today. To that narrative, you say what after the championship was decided?
Well, so yesterday we were watching ESPN in the studio here. And what was the question they had? Did the Finals taint Luka's playoffs or something like that?
It was like taint his standing in the league or his legacy or something like that.
And I was like, wait a second. And this is the LeBron situation. This is the whole theory that LeBron would have been better off losing in the West or East Finals than making the NBA Finals and losing.
Right.
How dumb is that? It's the dumbest thing ever, right? Is he the best player in the league? I still think Joker I would default to. I mean, we're just going to completely ignore 3 MVPs in 4 years and a title.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ignore that. I think Joker's still the best player in the league, but I mean, I think Luke is hot on his heels. And is Shea hot on their heels? Is Ant hot on their heels? Sure, whatever. But I think right now you got to still say it's Joker.
Yeah, it's Joker because, that was the end of the West Finals? We were kicking this around initially of this idea of is Luka better? And we all said no, and there was nothing in that NBA Finals that made me say, well, look, let me change my mind because he's clearly surpassed Joker. What Joker did in the finals last year, he averaged 30 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists, a block, a steal, shot 42% from 3 and 60% from the field. So, no, like Luka didn't do enough. Luka will be the best player in the NBA within the next 3 years probably.
To the stain topic, I think it's a inside and outside the Metroplex difference. What Luka did with 4 minutes left of game three was not a shock to us. But if you're not following the Dallas, we watch him complain and moan and groan every single night. But from a national perspective, it's more of a, oh my gosh, he did that. He cost his team. These are some of the narratives. I'm not necessarily saying it myself. He did cost his team. I'm not saying they would have won, but I know he cost them any chance of winning when he got kicked out or fouled out of the game. So that stain thing makes more sense outside of the Metroplex when you don't watch him every single night and what he does with the referees. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I totally agree. We knew this was what he was. This was his MO.
Let me ask this question. Bigger stain after the finals, Tatum or Luka? And I know it could be looked upon as crazy.
Where?
Nationally.
Luka. Yeah, because that game three was something that nationally a lot of people aren't going to get over.
Because to me, Tatum took a knock. I'm leaving these NBA finals. I know Brian Windhorst, who I love, he's dead wrong about this. No one will care after you win. No one will care. All the questions will be erased, blah, blah, blah. No. I leave the finals now knowing and believing that Jason Tatum is not the best player on his team. Those aren't his Celtics. So it was a loss. It was a big picture win.
Legacy loss.
It was a legacy loss. He won the war. He lost the battle, in my opinion, in my view, with Jaylen Brown being the guy.
Yeah, Brown.
Barely.
Brown came across as like he's the alpha, like it's his team in the last two series.
Yeah.
And so he loses in that respect. He doesn't seem like a guy who cares like Tatum, so I don't know how much it bugs him. He seems pretty passive about that kind of thing. The thing that got stained or damaged or lessened for me a little bit, and I don't want people overreacting, and I'm saying he's not clutch or anything else.
Kyrie.
Kyrie parts, but for me, it was I kept waiting for the you pissed Luka off, watch him elevate, and every opportunity that came around in the finals for pissed off, national stage, here comes, it didn't happen.
Well,
that just made me think he wasn't invincible anymore was the only thing.
That brings up my next question to you all on the Franco LaFranco injury attorney text line. Me and others hoping for calmer Luka was a mistake. True or false? Did you feel like, and this is what I argued with Bobby about months and months ago, Bobby was like, you have to have some crybaby Luka to get best Luka.
Yeah.
And I was arguing against it. And did he lack some life to you in those last two games trying to be on his best behavior, which he was? Was calm, good behavior Luka asking and wishing for that a mistake?
Yeah. Well, I mean, game four, he was pretty good. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty good in game four.
True.
I agree that you need to have that. You need to have all of Luka or none of it. It's like I said the same thing about Romo or any gunslinger quarterback when it comes to interceptions. If you want the best of that player, you've got to be able to deal with his interceptions. He's going to throw one, right? He's just a gunslinger.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He'll try to force it in there. He's going to throw one, but you're going to get three out of it. You're going to get three good plays out of that one bad play. You know, you got to deal with it. And I think you got to just deal with it when it comes to Luka and the crybaby. It's annoying.
So I give you the option next year of 82 games of good Luka, calm Luka, or 82 games of other Luka. Which one are you taking?
I'll take the other one. I'll take the other one because I think what happens when you get calm Luka is you're going to get Major League 2 version of Rick Wild Thing Vaughn. Okay, where he's trying to name his pitches and he's not the Wild Thing anymore.
Cutting it loose.
Yeah, you want cut it loose guy.
Part of the
Rick Vaughn Major League played by?
That would be Charlie Sheen.
Hey, all right. Pepe on the board.
His real last name is Estevez, but okay, Peyton. You technically didn't get it right. I think it's part of that entitlement that he approaches the game with that makes him say to referees every single time I get fouled. I do think part of that affects his psychology and his entitlement that says this is mine or this basket's mine or this moment's mine. Like, I think it's all part of just his own basketball floor entitlement that helps him be who he is in a lot of ways. It's a negative. You hate it. It's a double-edged sword part of it. But I do think that part of that attitude and whininess at times is also what makes him the competitor at times that he is. So, yeah, I don't think I would take best behavior Luka because I do think, at least right now, he's not able to elevate the same way.
Ooh, Pepe, which one would you want for 82 games? Calm or other Luka?
I mean, the crying Luka got you to the NBA Finals. Give me crying Luka. The 714 says, I don't want calm Luka. I want his teammates to step up and take some pressure off of him. So there's that. But yeah, give me crying Luka. I'll take that. Calm would be weird, I think.
Ah, man, this is tough. I would like to try calm Luka for the majority of a regular season and see what happens. Because I think that would help him. I think it would help him as a leader. Although Peyton has the point of, look what he's done with some of the supporting casts. 2 out of 3 years, a West Finals and an NBA Finals being how he's been. All right, next narrative. And what are the majority saying? Calm or Angry Luka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I don't want calm Luka. I want his teammates to step up and take some pressure off him. I want who's crying now, Luka?
Okay.
That one.
Next one. Stan Van Gundy's narrative that Kyrie and Luka are the best backcourt of all time. And I will follow that up with, are they even the best backcourt in today's NBA? I'm going to count Tatum and Brown as a backcourt. Two-parter.
The thing with Tatum and Brown is that they are both much more complete basketball players.
Yes.
Because they can play defense.
Yeah.
And Kyrie and Luka don't really offer you anything on defense.
Yeah, and to be fair, they did.
Their size.
To be fair, the initial claim was offensive from Van Gundy.
To be fair, it took them 12 times to clarify.
I'm just saying.
They tried to come out with their big bang headline. Stan Van wanted to be all loud. And then, you know, it was in the third and fourth broadcast when Reggie Miller and him was trying to clarify things. So don't to be fair me. They wanted the freaking splash of it. And then, well, everyone else getting this kind of run. And the best offensive backcourt ever.
This series was obviously not great for them. But no, I would not take Tatum and Brown over Luka and Kyrie because one of like even outside of the Luka thing, I wouldn't take Tatum and Brown as a tandem like over having Luka on my team. So I'm going to take Luka and Kyrie, period. But no, I still think it's exactly just like the finals didn't move me on Luka as the best player. This doesn't move me on the initial take, which was to me, I thought they were behind Klay and Steph all time. That was the one that stood out to me.
I mean, offensively, you know, you can make the case, but obviously when you throw defense into the mix, I mean, the Tatum and Brown are really, really good from that standpoint. And you can go back to some old school, like is West Goodrich. I saw a lot of that when Jerry West died that, hey, you know, we were talking about the best backcourts ever, but don't forget Gail Goodrich and Jerry West. So I don't know. I would probably say offensively, sure. Nobody handles the basketball like Kyrie.
And then the final one on the Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line, you would rather have Jalen Brunson than Kyrie Irving.
When?
Right now.
Right now,
right now
or
moving
forward?
Because a lot of the tweets, I agree with these, I'm not saying this is my overall answer, Jalen Brunson would have definitely had a better finals than Kyrie Irving, no doubt about it. Jalen may have more, I don't know. Does he have more dog in him than Kyrie?
Well, that's kumbaya, that's for sure.
Jalen is a baller. So after the NBA Finals, You would keep or swap out Kyrie for Brunson? That's my final one.
I would. I'd rather have Brunson, I think.
I'd rather have Kyrie next year. I'd rather have Brunson's contract. Like, I'd rather have Brunson for the next several years, probably. But for next year, same deal. For next year, Kyrie. Yeah, especially because of what Kyrie is in the locker room. Kyrie is their leader. Like, he did provide a ton of stability, I think, that a lot of guys coalesced around.
And then yesterday, of course, Tim McMahon joined the show, and the fellas asked, Kyrie in the finals, was that just a mass hole thing playing in Boston?
Yeah, and look, you also have to give credit to the Celtics. I mean, they are a phenomenal defensive team that, you know, they can switch, and they've got four guys in the starting lineup who are awfully good defensively, including a couple of guards who are as good a defensive guards as you'll find in the league. Having said that, you know, Kyrie obviously scored and scored pretty efficiently in the two home games, and he was, you know, his pre-game five, the day before game five media availability was pretty fascinating. It almost felt like a therapy session when, you know, he maybe was trying to, like, acknowledge the ghosts or the pressure that he was feeling and talk his way through them. Obviously, it wasn't effective, but, you know, I do think it was, and talking to people around the team as well, him putting so much pressure on himself because he wanted so badly to succeed on that court, to shut up that crowd and all those kind of things. And, you know, so you talk about a combination of that sort of a pressure. You know, he acknowledged he was hearing, and, you know, as he said, it was fair to say there was a psychological edge the fans had on him. And then you're dealing with Drew Holiday and Derek White, and maybe if they get switched off, it's Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. And so it was a whole combination of things. But again, he was very open and honest about the fact that, you know, the crowd and his circumstances in Boston were a factor.
So that's my Mavs wrap up during the commercial-free expressway. We're about to hook you up with Rangers tickets, but first we got a Tolo shout out, Choppy.
Yeah, a couple of them. Jerome Collins, good Tolo. He is getting married this weekend to his fiancee Brandy. So congratulations to them.
Bobby, and you would attend these. How many Tolo wedding invites have you gotten over the years?
Oh, quite a bit. Yeah, quite a bit.
Bobby will be there real quick.
Yes, you would in his jeans and in his Vans.
Yeah, he not dressing
Chuck,
nice.
He wears Chuck Taylors. And then the Keller Knights baseball team and my good friend's son, Logan, are heading to Cooperstown today to represent DFW in the whatever the Cooperstown. We went up there last year or a couple years ago. It's great. So they're heading up to Cooperstown today.
They weren't just too good to.
No, it's not like the Foss Creek Little League, which their season is coming to an end. They're not going to win that lawsuit, what I've been told.
Man, does any I don't know what you're referring to, but does any other show in the Metroplex start more local fights with youth sports than we do?
We do,
right?
Call them out, baby.
Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on.
All right, Tolos, right now, call a number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of Rangers tickets when they take on the San Diego Padres July 2nd. The first 15,000 fans in the stadium will also receive a Nathaniel Lowe Gold Glove bobblehead. That's call a number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Let's clean up what we missed throughout the week that was here on Sean and RJ. Choppy wants to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to unload everything at 8 o'clock on your home of America's team. But first,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.